Squamish and Tsleil-Waututh people. Now, for this edition of The Other Note, I'm going to do something that I've long wanted to do, and I really appreciated this idea. I first fell in love with music listening to the radio back in the day, and on the radio station that I would follow, there was a music journalist named Alan Cross, and he had something that he would call, or I guess the program was called, Front to Back. And he would do this thing where he would play albums from front to back, and he would talk about them as he was going. And I, you know, part of what attracted me to wanting to do radio with CJSF was my own opportunity to do exactly that. And I'm going to now do this for the first time on the radio, and I'm secretly excited for it. I may or may not sound like it, but the idea has always been super interesting to me. And so for at least my maiden voyage of music like this or radio like this, I'm going to do, I guess, a live review of Emmy R. Roussel and her trio with their brand new album called Tur. This album came out May 1st, so, you know, we're a couple weeks behind, but I just figured that, you know what, there's not enough Canadian jazz music that gets played, and I have this great opportunity with my show to kind of rectify that. So, you know, here we go. So we're going to start off first and foremost by introducing the artist, Emmy R. Roussel. Reading from her bio, in 2021, they were nominated for a Juno in Jazz Music. The group was a recipient of the 2021 Hogood Hardy Jazz Prize Award by SOCAN, and they were also a winner in the same year of the Stingray Rising Stars at the TD Halifax Jazz Festival. Sorry, that was in 2018. Emmy R. Roussel is on the piano. She has Nicholas Bedard on bass and Dominic Cloutier on drums. And this trio has been together for at least 14 years, but likely longer, playing music together in one format or another. I've played some of their music in the past on this show or in the lead up to it. And I just think that think that this is, you know, it's just going to be a lot of fun to play more and more Canadian music, especially when they don't get what I believe is the shine that they deserve. And so with that, you know, enough of me yapping and everything like that, let's get to the music. So this album is called Tur. It's spelled T-E-R-R. The first song is also called Tur, and then the song we're going to hear after that is Troy Lunez. Please forgive me for not being able to speak French properly, but you're here for the music, not for my language skills. So with that being said, here is the music.
Thank you.
All right. You are here on The Other Note on CJSF Radio. And alongside doing our very first live album review / front to back, we have an early version of the peaceful transition between The Other Note and Extratonal. So I'm joined here by Garen from Extratonal.
Peaceful transition.
Last week, he cut me off early because my pre-record was a little too long, so he apparently faded me out. I told him that it might not be so peaceful in the future, but...
Well, okay. To be honest, like, if I had not faded you out, it would have been a hard cut right in the middle of a sentence. And it's like, I did you a favor, man.
All right. In theory. So... Garen didn't actually get to hear the last two songs, Ter and Troy Lunez. Please forgive me for not being able to speak French, everyone. But I will say that with Troy Lunez, that intro, or like the starting portion of it, which sounded like a really loud, like, what are those big drums called? You know those big Chinese drums? Not gongs.
Was it metal or?
No, like a normal...
Oh, I have no idea.
Anyways, it sounded like one of those. And I was kind of like, because the song before Ter was like super peaceful. And then it really woke me up because I was not expecting that. Mm. And then the rest of the song was peaceful again. So in theory, I feel like this album is going to have a lot of like ups and downs of that type. But it's going to be overall pretty peaceful, I assume.
Yeah, let's see what happens, because what I caught in the tail end there was quite nice.
It was very nice. And I think all of the music I've heard from the M.E.R. Roussel trio has been nice and very peaceful. So we'll see how that goes over the next two songs. Actually, well, the next two are a joint 11 minutes. Do we want to go for... let's say 17 straight minutes of music, or do we want to go 11?
Let's do the 17. Come on. Okay, give the people what they want.
All right. So we're going to do two, and then one. Or wait. Yeah, two, and one, because it's seven songs total. So we're going to have the one awkward.
I mean, that's fine.
All right.
Awkward is kind of the name of the game for us, right?
I was so confident in my ability to just guide this spaceship through time beautifully. But apparently...
not without a spreadsheet.
No. I think you're the only spreadsheet person in the studio.
Right now, definitely.
I respect it. Hopefully other people will get on. But it won't be me. I promise you that. I'm swearing off the spreadsheet.
Well, I mean, as long as you're okay with like getting cut off at the tail end of your hour-long show, man.
I mean, when I do it live, I don't have that problem.
Right, because you overlap on mine.
Yeah, and that's what the peaceful transition is, me just stealing some of your show. I'm paying you back the time by having you on now, so.
It's all right. And like, I got 8 minutes of talk time in my first chunk, so we got a few minutes. I boiled it in, or all baked right. it in. I baked it in.
All right.
I'm prepared.
And with his preparation, we're going to move on to John Reve in Noir et Blanc. I think that's John Reve in Black and White. Thank you for my own translation.
I concur with this translation.
And then this next one I can't translate at all. I think it's Sous un odeur de ozone, which sounds like something about the smell of ozone, but I'm not really sure about that. Anyways, you're listening to The Other Note on CJSF Radio, 90.1 FM.
Thank you.
Thank you.